hotel rush hour as nice as I could if you feel close to him. You're very hopeful that he understands you've got some very delicate negotiations going on right now.
Right.
I think you could tell him that. I don't know whether you could tell Kennan and Gavin that or not. But
yes, I'd be reluctant to, yes.
Maybe somebody else could follow us. Good.
Uh-huh.
They might be able to.
Uh-huh.
As you know, dear Mr. Chairman, as you know, we are very desirous of having the space treaty ready for signature in three capitals toward the end of this month. And we are working to that end. We believe it would have a good effect throughout the world and contribute to an easing of tension. It would be very desirable for us to move forward with the consular convention at the earliest possible date. If you agree, I should be prepared to present administration testimony on the consular convention anytime starting Monday.
Right.
I would propose to make the opening statement and also present Undersecretary Katzenbach and Ambassador Kohler for further presentations of the administration testimony on the convention.
Right.
This could be arranged. I would instruct Ambassador MacArthur to get in touch with Mr. Marcy to make the necessary arrangements to provide the committee with advanced copies of the statement. In the light of these considerations, I would appreciate your reconsideration of my scheduled January 23rd hearing with the committee. Period. We have already had two good days together in the Craigie Station, and as you know, I remain available to you and your committee as always at a mutually convenient time.
All right, so let me, if you could get someone to get a copy over it, that sounds pretty good.
It doesn't say that you're running out on it. It just says you'll remain available at all times, but it says you want to get this other thing. And it doesn't say that you're going to make a brief statement, but it doesn't say you're going to make a long one. That I was supposed to make the opening statement.
Right.
I'll get this over to you, and I think that we ought to call Fulbright. Maybe I ought to go over it with him if I could, or Walt somebody. He was reasonably agreeable this morning. The Republicans were very good. If you have a chance, I wish you'd check in on the TV and see if they're going to have their state of the union tonight.
Right, I sure will. How was Dirksen this morning?
Very good. Dirksen has been wonderful about it all the time.
Good.
I would cater up to Dirksen if I were you, and especially Hickenlooper. I think you got Hickenlooper in pretty good shape. He said, now, don't kid yourself. You haven't got the votes for the consular treaty. And Hickenlooper said, well, he has been against it, but he might be, and he started wobbling. And I think if you'd work on both of them yourself, I think you could get them.
All right, sir.
I just take this position that the best man we've got in the world, Tommy Thompson, that he wanted to go out to this institute because of the peculiar situation there now. They both know that we are planning to work in that area, and that we drafted him to go back over there, and he just strongly feels that the more places we have there, the better off we are, and they're going to have everything we got anyway.
Right. Well, if you would find it possible to try this letter on Fulbright on the phone, and then see whether he thinks this will be workable from his end.
Good, I may do that. Now, how shape have you got Hoover in?
Hoover is prepared, apparently, to write a letter, according to Nick Katzenbach, saying that his testimony was not intended to be in opposition to the consular agreement.
Well, I'll try to get Hoover in line. I think it might be good for Hoover to have a meeting with you and Bob McNamara and myself at one lunch and have him in briefly, and then we just say to him, now listen, we need to have people over there to get us some information, and they get ours anyway, and I know it's going to cost you some more money, but we're ready to get you what you need to look after this country. But for God's sake, let us get some information out of that country. A dog in the manger, and I think that we can get him to say that if three of us will take him up on the mountain at 72.
That's right. All right, fine.
Fine.
All right.